Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I'm now joined by two of Auti Porti Dunedin's most aspiring young designers. G'day, gang. We've got Ella Smiley in the building and Connor Morfitt. How you doing, gang?
Doing good.
Good.
Nice, nice, nice. How did you find the commute over to the station today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Warm outside. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't look nice, but it.
But it is
nice. It is pretty nice.
It is pretty nice. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. No, I found the same. I finally I biked over here today after repairing my bike yesterday, which didn't take long at all. Just one of those like 1 hour jobs, but I left it to like 3 months. But yeah, I biked over and it was lovely. It was really nice. Mm. Good feeling the breeze all over your body and shit. It's mean. I guess we'll touch off the first thing here on our Corridor today. Ella, you recently took home bronze in Moving Image Awards at the Best Design Awards.
Yes.
For your video of the Alpaca Brothers track Figment. How was that whole experience? Was it like a, did you go to like an award show?
I didn't. I was actually away when the award shows were happening, unfortunately, but yeah, there's a big awards ceremony up in Auckland, which is really sick, and everyone gets together and has a big piss up, really.
Nice.
So yeah, but yeah, gutted I missed out on that. But yeah, it was a really good experience. The band's really cool. I was working with just two members of the band, Eva and Bruce, who's actually their father and daughter, which was a bit cute.
Yeah, that's adorable. So Eva.
Eva, yeah.
True, because there's one specific part of the video at the 1 minute 29 second mark where, very specific, I know, where it's a close, it's a side-on close-up of Eva with some real, like, papery kind of effects on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
So...
How'd you do that?
I pretty much got the sequence together, like the rough cut in Prem Pro, and then I'd go through and take screen grabs of the frame every 4 to 5 frames, and then I'd print out those frames individually, and then I'd either crease the paper up or get a Vivid and do some drawings on top, and then sequence those drawings back through a software called Dragon Frame, so it's kind of like a stop motion kind of effect.
So you use real paper for that?
Yeah, just real A4, just average paper.
Yeah, your bulk standard A4. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome though. That's awesome. How long? Because I've got a brother who has done a lot of stuff in videography and photography, and he does a lot of animations, and it always takes forever for him to make like a 10-second video. How long did it take for you to make that video?
Oh, I don't know. How long were we doing that? Because we had it for one project, and then there was an add-on option, so maybe 12 weeks.
Around 12 weeks probably.
10 to 12 weeks, I'd say.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's impeccable. Do you think after that experience, you want to continue in that sphere?
Yeah, I definitely love making music videos. That's what I'm doing for my... Well, just finished my main design studio major just now. Yeah.
I guess we can get to that in a second, but I want to know, did the Alpaca Brothers give you carte blanche to do whatever? Did they just say, make your own?
Yeah, they pretty much gave me full creative freedom, which was awesome.
Nice.
But yeah, I met with them initially just to get some ideation going, and they kind of told me their meaning of the song, which was like kind of self-delusion and getting trapped in your own thoughts, which I kind of interpreted as being like, yeah, I don't know, not believing believing things about yourself that aren't true, and that kind of led to the whole distortion kind of theme that I went with.
And there's also the recurring line of, what is it, I'm a figment of my own imagination.
Yes.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Also, my last question about this one specific topic.
Yep.
Was the video shot in the photography studio at the School of Art?
At Polytech, yeah.
Oh, true. Yeah. I've been in that photography studio many times.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's awesome. Alrighty. Now, time to talk about, I guess, the general debrief show. Connor, could you give me a debrief of what's going on?
A debrief on debrief.
A debrief on debrief, baby.
Debrief pretty much is, it's like a big display of all the design work from the third year's final project. So for pretty much the second half of our final year, all the design students in communications, product and fashion, they all sort of focus into one big project. And so yeah, that's what's getting shown on the 21st of November, Thursday.
Incredible stuff. Isn't it weird we're already in November?
I know.
Yes.
Isn't that just crazy? It's ridiculous. Ella, I want to know what. So, what, do you guys want to talk about what your project for Debrief is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So, I was working with a local band called The Gatesmen,
uh-huh.
which my uncle's actually a part of, and they just kind of do these kind of trippy, I guess, kind of gothic rock instrumental music.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's I kind of did more of a film to music than a traditional music video, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, kind of the same vibe as the one for the Alpaca Brothers, but just kind of very trippy and lots of kind of that same stop motion vibe and a bit of claymation as well.
Ooh, nice.
Which is fun, but yeah. Very time consuming.
First foray into claymation?
Yes.
Nice. How was that experience?
It was, yeah, obviously very time consuming, but really fun to work with the new media that I haven't worked with before.
Mm. Quite a learning curve, I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it
yeah.
was.
And what about you, Connor?
Well, my project was actually doing an internship right next door at Critic.
It was.
Which was lots of fun.
Incredible. Yep. Wow. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's real cool.
Yeah, so that's why I've just I magically appeared halfway through the year and I've been here ever since.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, but so, it was a lot of fun.
What are you going to be presenting at the Debrief exhibition?
Well, I've got lots of different images of just a few of the spreads that I designed within a few of the Critic issues. And then I've got a few of the actual issues as well, so people can have a flick through and have a look at those. And then I also did a bit of the video content on Critic's Instagram and socials and stuff like that. So I've sort of compiled together a wee compilation of bits and pieces from that sort of stuff with like the news videos and the debatables and all that fun stuff. So yeah, just a pretty much sized down version of all the random little pieces that I did throughout.
Nice. That's awesome. Has Critic experienced much in the way of like construction noise recently?
Oh, not too much. I think the most we had was when they were doing.
Like, this has been going on
exactly
all day.
Like
for
that.
Me. This has been going on every day for me.
I don't know if it's
the same for you.
We had a bit like that outside when they were working on whatever they were doing. Out in the link, and there was a lot of that noise for maybe a
ridiculous.
Week. But
yeah, with the Debrief Awards, I guess I want to know: can people just design anything?
For Debrief?
People just designing whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. Our course comms is really broad, so there's a lot of different stuff going on, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Is there like any kind of guideline criteria you have to adhere to, or is it all
it's pretty
freeform?
Well, you have to have a brief and outline what you're doing. But yeah, it is kind of you had the option of doing internships, which Connor did, personal projects, or what else was it? Client projects.
Mm. Mm.
So yeah, everyone very broad. Just it.
Yeah,
which is really cool.
Lots of cool and very very different things.
Mm.
Which is awesome.
Good bit of variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you're finished with your bachelor's, Ella.
Yes.
Connor, you're the same?
Yeah.
What's next for you two?
I'm going to go to Nelson, actually, in May and do a 3-month course learning how to work on a super yacht.
Nice! What the hell? Really? Holy heck, that's awesome,
it's
man.
Not the natural segue from design.
Yeah. Design's called a super yacht.
Yeah. Yeah.
Become a billionaire in 5 easy steps.
Yeah, surely.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, random. My goodness.
Yeah.
Do some fishing out there?
I don't know, but have you seen Below Deck, that show?
No.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Well, yeah, it's pretty much you just serve really rich people on a super yacht and hopefully make some big bucks.
That's going to be real fun.
Yeah, it should be good.
It'll be real fun. And what about you, Connor?
Well, not super...
Not super yacht level.
But Critic has... They must have enjoyed my company enough that I'm actually getting a wee few hours of work with them next year, which will be fun because I do like hanging around this place.
And, yeah, it's a good place.
But yeah, I just gotta find something else on top of that to sort of just keep myself with enough money to stay alive.
Yeah, that's what we all have to do, right?
Yeah.
Is the Hypocriticals going to keep designing music?
I hope so.
Yeah,
I think we're definitely going to keep playing. Which will be lots of fun because I love playing with the team. Mm-hmm. Just being able to go out there and just...
Yeah, I want to come to one of the gigs sometime soon. I haven't been to one yet. Are you guys playing any gigs soon?
Not soon, but yeah, hopefully we might manage to sneak our way into a few Pipe Nights next year, which will be pretty hype, because we got to play our first one. It was the third to last Pipe Night of the year, and that was epic.
Epic win. Yeah, that's awesome. In addition to the construction team, have you noticed that there's like a makeshift air base nearby and like planes are flying super low around us?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you haven't noticed that? You haven't noticed that, Connor?
Is that one flying over us right now?
Right now. It happens again literally every day. It's horrible.
Planes, construction noise. Can't win.
No, you can't. And also these little critters, little Hyraxes. Have you guys seen Hyraxes?
I think so.
On Instagram? It's so cute. They're these little, like, African herbivorous kind of rodenty little guys. They're really cute.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yeah. Anyway.
Rampant in the Radio 1 office.
I really want to thank you both for your time. If people want to come to the Debrief exhibition, it is, next Thursday, 21st?
Boom. Yeah.
In the evening?
Opens at 5:30 on the 21st. It's like the opening night. And then... it's open daily from 22nd to the 25th from 10 till 4.
And anyone can just walk in.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, just in the hub of the Polytech.
Awesome. Well, that's really, really cool. In the hub of the Polytech.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. All right. Go to the DBF exhibition. It's going to be awesome. I want to thank you both for coming on, Alice Smiley and Connor Morfitt.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. We're going to play Connor's request, Lucky Man by The Verve, and then we're going to play School of Design by Tiny Ruins. You're listening to The One. We do have a corridor with Bex Pemberton and another band member of Teal Sky coming on very shortly. They're going to be talking about their new single, Satellapram. Here is The Verve. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Seeds, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.